So you started out your first voyage or your first time out trip. What was that like?
Well, it was pretty neat. In that time period, the trains were stopped, and there was a train depot in Cairo. And I went over to Cairo, caught the train, left out of there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and went to Memphis, Tennessee. And that's where I caught my first boat. The boat was northbound, it was due in at 1 o'clock. I got into town about, I think about 8 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and sat around and waited for my boat.
And were you nervous? I mean, coming from a lot different from farming, probably.
Yeah, it was, but at that time, it was more of an adventure for me.
Yeah.
I had attended Murray State University for one semester and realized real quick that it was going to take a lot of money for me to finish my schooling. Mm-hmm. When I could go out there on that boat and within a relatively short period of time, if I applied myself, I might make it up the ranks to where I could make some pretty good money if I could get up in that pilot house, you know.
Right.
So that was kind of it was more of an adventure for me than it was anything.
Did you, were you thinking about it long term? I mean, it sounds like you might have been.
When I first started out, I really wasn't looking at it long term because, as a matter of fact, I worked all summer and I went back to college. And I didn't even finish the second semester. I said, man, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it.
Right.
My college career is just not there. So that's when I began to look at it as a long-term goal, is to go into it full-time. So I went back to work for the same company.
Mm-hmm.
They took me back. And in a relatively short period of time, I was able to get my pilot's license.
Mm-hmm.
And rest is sort of history, I guess you'd say.
And so, you know, leading up to when you came shoreside, how many years were you on the area?
Well, see, I got my license in 1973. And I came shoreside in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about 16 years, I guess, something like that, yeah.
And eventually, did you become a pilot, and then did it go beyond that?
Yeah, I started as a pilot, working mostly on the Illinois River. Stayed in a pilot's position about 2 years. And back during that time frame, they were building boats pretty fast in the 70s, and they weren't building pilots real fast. So the demand was high. And so a guy that really showed any kind of initiative at all could move up pretty quick back then.
Right.
And I took advantage of it. Of course, you got more money.
Right.
And so I got my own regular boat. I guess it was in 77, 76 area where I was the real captain, and not a relief captain.
Right, okay.